Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
It's going to be a wild week for sure as we continue to plow down a path in the beginning of November. Hard to believe in a blink of an eye, isn't it, how quickly the weather has changed and how quickly the fates and fortunes of some have changed too as well, depending on what we're talking about, especially coming out of Washington. Hats off to the FBI. They stopped a suspected white supremacist who wanted to blow up a synagogue in Pueblo, Colorado. So that's a good thing. They were tipped off to it, and ultimately he was set up in a sort of sting, I'll call it, by the FBI, and the 27-year-old suspect is behind bars now, probably going to be nailed for a hate crime and also terrorism. He's been labeled as a homegrown terrorist too often, and I said this in a previous hour, we don't hear about the successes, so those that are stopped before they do something heinous, and I think that's a really good thing that that happened. Even this synagogue was a historical, on the historical registry, but more importantly, it would be the people inside who could have been killed or maimed or who knows what could have happened, but they stopped it, and that's really, really the key thing here. What's going to happen when we jump back into this whole impeachment inquiry thing? One of Giuliani, Rudy Giuliani, the president's attorney, one of his associates is going to comply with the congressional impeachment inquiry. He was one of the two guys, Ukrainians, stopped at an airport before taking off. Lev Parnas is his name. You're going to hear that name a lot. Not as much as we say the word impeachment, but you'll hear his name. And apparently he played a key role in assisting Rudy Giuliani in his efforts to investigate Joe Biden and his son in the Ukraine, is and says he's going to comply. Because initially he wasn't going to do that. He got a subpoena and he was defying it, but now he's complying. So there's been a change of heart as far as that's concerned. What comes out of that? He was asked why he changed his mind. And he basically, through his attorney, said he's not trying to prevent the flow of information. He's not going to obstruct the flow of information. Okay. The flow of information in Washington, are you kidding? It is like getting on the log flume and goes in lots of different directions. That's the flow of information in Washington, D.C. But he, his lawyer stressed that he's not cooperating with investigators, but answering questions within bounds. That's a little bit different than what's being reported. And he's saying his client might invoke his rights under the Fifth Amendment not to incriminate himself. So there might not be anything big that comes up of Parnas not answering. I mean, he may not answer certain questions, whatever it is. But according to the indictment that's been shoveled out there, Parnas sought the Ukrainian, then Ukrainian ambassador Marie Yovanovitch's ouster earlier in this year with the effort to get the Ukrainians to investigate the president's political rival. That would be, of course, Joe Biden. So it may be, I take the fifth, I take the fifth, I take the fifth, by the time he, you know, jumps up there. And by the way, this is official. The U.S. is beginning the Paris climate deal withdrawal. So remember, the Trump administration notified the United Nations with the intent to withdraw from the Paris climate accord on Monday, and it will take effect 1 year later, so that would mean November 2020, the day, and check this out, the day after the 2020 elections. So that formal notification comes over 2 years after the president announced he would pull the U.S. out of the agreement, criticizing the unfair burden on the U.S. and doing little to halt climate change causing emissions from other countries. His critics say that that was mischaracterized. Regardless, the agreement would pull us out, like I said, the day after the election 2020. So there are people that are obviously still very, very upset with that. And there are other people that say good riddance to it. And this is typical of the way we talk in America, right? You have your team and my team, the us's and the them's. So there's kind of a split on what was right to do there and what was wrong. All right, let's see if Grimm can offer up something great right here in the beginning of it. I'm going to put all the pressure on him. Let's go to Grimm in Mississippi. Hello, Grimm.
Hey, Grimm. Okay. I got elections tomorrow, and that's from both sides. The Republican and Democrat, they've accused each other of committing crimes.
Right.
So I'm looking at the remaining two party, which is the constitutionalists. I don't know if you've heard that that party exists, and the independent. And I know them, and they're pretty much crooks too. What do you do? But, Kate, this is the Intelligence Committee. Have you sat and watched and see what they preside over?
Yes.
They need to, I'm talking Democrat and Republican, they all need to be arrested and sequestered. I mean, this is a coup. Any way you look at it, this is a coup.
Why do you say it's a coup? Why do you say it's a coup? Because, like you said, Democrat and Republican.
The phone call. Well, the evidence has already proved itself, because half of what I'm hearing is the whole thing is based off of the phone call. And the whistleblower himself, he refuses to testify. Everybody knows who he is now. He's sitting there saying, well, I'll hand in my stuff in writing. Well, that to me already tells me he has some guilt, some play in this. Because if he's already been ousted, why not get up and testify? If he's got any backings as an American citizen and he has any beliefs in America, he would get up. And he would testify. He'd have the balls to do it. He'd have the grit. He doesn't have nothing. And half these. Let me ask you this, Kate. With the media sitting there saying that they're going to impeach Trump because they just heard from the House Rules Committee, and
right.
they went into secret, and they said how it's going to be run, and then they turn around, you sit there and listen to the media is playing it, because half the people don't understand the Constitution, don't read or anything. Just because they impeach Trump, that doesn't mean he's going away to jail.
Yes, yes. But what you just said there is key. That's absolutely. I said that earlier. That's what the difference is that people don't understand. Thanks, Grimm. Is that it doesn't mean the president is removed. And, again, think of the example of Bill Clinton, right? All right, we're talking about numbers next. Hang with us.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's DrinkSuperTea.com, 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
It's all about the numbers. I see numbers. I see numbers. Yes. Everywhere. I talk about that all the time. Isn't it crazy? That's what started this whole We Can Count thing. I saw a black cat on national television. Some of you might have been watching the Monday Night Football game. That would be the Dallas Cowboys and the New York Giants. It was the craziest moment. I'm sure it's gone viral, where there was no explanation for it, but a black cat ran out onto the field and scampered around and really stopped play, was in the end zone. There was like 5 minutes and change to go in the first half. The cat was on the field, looked as if it was scared and confused by the lights and the crowd and probably all the fans. And the fans, seeing the cat, started to cheer, and it was trying to find a way out. Officials blew their whistles. Security personnel, who's the cat wrangler, who knows? There wasn't anyone. State troopers tried to corral the cat. And the cat just made its way. It's the coolest video. The cat made its way into the tunnel, I guess, and found a quieter spot. Oh, but it was funny. And it was a beautiful black Halloween-looking cat. So one cat in the middle of a very important ball game, stopping play was one of the funniest things that I think that I've ever seen. And, of course, the Dallas Cowboys, by the way, ended up, and here's your number for you, the Dallas Cowboys ended up beating the Giants. They were in the hole, so to speak, in the beginning of the game, but then they came back out and they crushed them 37-18. So the Dallas Cowboys are now 5-3 in first place in the NFC East. For people who are Cowboy fans, that's a big number. For people on the East Coast who are Giants fans, they're sad about the fact that they had something going and then they came back and ended up losing that game in the end. All right, here's another one with numbers, and I like this. A Florida woman reportedly, 8 months pregnant, shot and killed one of two home intruders. Police are saying that what happened in Hillsborough County, the sheriff's office there just confirmed the story. Two guys broke into her house and made a bunch of demands. The woman fired one shot from a gun that was in the house after they attacked her husband. So they get a call, they rush out to the scene, and they find one of the two suspected intruders dead in a ditch. How about that? The gun, the detail, some of that, it was a rifle, you know, all of that is coming out, but she, you know, she protected them and they had the gun and she pulled it up. And so lots of people are I think, starting to find out that story and talk about it. So there you go. What do you do with leftover Halloween candy? Did you have any leftover Halloween candy? A lot of people are talking about that. I saw something kind of interesting, candy corn. What you can do with the candy corn is that you can stuff them into cookies. Would you want, I don't know, instead of chocolate chips, would you want 50 candy corns stuck in your cookies? But apparently it tastes good. It tastes good. So there's something that you can do with the leftover candy. What you have to do is mix it all up, right? So you have to have your butter, your brown sugar, your regular granulated sugar. This is my recipe to all of you, my gift. Eggs, vanilla, baking soda, cornstarch. I know everybody's scribbling this down right now. Cream of tartar, flour, and your bags of candy corn. Right now, you could probably get it on sale at the store, the stuff that they didn't sell, and then mix it all together. The key thing is, I guess, you've got to cover and chill the dough for at least 6 to 24 hours, and then it's kind of like the flavor marinates in it, and then there you go. You pump out your cookies with your candy corn in it, and supposedly it's like the greatest tasting thing. I don't know. I think leftover candy, it's dangerous, isn't it? It's tricky because it's like those little bars. I think when you give out the little bars, you think it's less calories. So, yeah, I'm not inhaling all this chocolate after I've had 30 of these little bars. Luckily for me, I had massive trick-or-treaters, so there wasn't a lot of leftover candy because I think the other would probably have gone, since candy's not my thing, chips are my thing. He would have been into those in a heartbeat. It wouldn't have hung around for a long time. That's what I'm saying about the little candy, right? Oh, it's not a big deal. If you just have a little bit, if you just have a little bit. Who can have a little bit, right? You know that you're thinking about the end of the year when you start to see, and it's interesting because, you know, we talk about what happens in the Dow and what's going on money-wise, because then you get to the end of the year and you start to assess where you're at. And the Dow Jones, which has been like a roller coaster ride all year long, let's face it, the record was on. I mean, hit a massive high on Monday. The Dow, the S&P 500, the NASDAQ. This gets people pretty excited, right? It's almost the holidays. You're hearing Christmas music, and which there's a station near me. They're already playing only Christmas music. But it hit a massive historic high. I mean, record levels. Markets around the world were trading higher, I guess, on the hopes that the United States and China is going to reach a full trade agreement, and we're all waiting with bated breath on that one. But the fact is that it shot up and was big, big, big news. The S&P 500 finished at 0.4% higher. The NASDAQ 0.6%, and the Dow up about 115 points. I'll put it in that way to make it, it's it succeeded the record best it set on July 15th. So there you go. There was so much concern, and then it's at the craps table again, because who knows what it looks like in the next coming days or by the end of the week. Somebody asked me, hey, when you look at the Dow Jones, I mean, where is it? It's, you know, the Dow is a stock market index. It measures stock performance of 30 large companies. Somebody said, what's the market cap? The market cap is over $6 trillion. It's like $6.56 trillion. I want to say something like that. So that's what you're weighing, that volume. That's your explanation for me anyway. And it's not easy to follow the bouncing ball, because if it was so easy, then everybody would do it. The problem is that the market really rocks on any kind of negative, you know, any kind of negative news, and rises when there's super positive news, like, okay, we have an agreement with China. So, you know, it's always going to be, you're always standing at the craps table, is just my analogy. And sometimes it's really good, and if you're not careful, sometimes it's really bad. And some people listening, it is a way to make more money, even if you don't have a lot of money, because you are in a 401k, and that can be great. And a lot of times there's more conservative investments there, where you pick a basket of stocks. We move on to Lori Loughlin. Do you know who she is? She's going to be back in court in a couple of weeks. Remember that whole Varsity Blues scandal where she paid a fortune to have her two daughters get accepted into the University of Southern California, designating them as crew recruits, and she paid $500,000 to a fake charity for that to happen. Her and her very famous designer husband face a maximum of up to 45 years in prison for the charges. And that case is scheduled, the next court date in the case is scheduled for November 20th. And she's pled not guilty, but there's more charges. A new charge accuses her and her husband, Gianelli Massimino, bribing the University of Southern California employees to get their daughters admitted to the school in exchange for the bribes USC coaches and athletic officials designated those kids, as I said, as recruited athletes, which would ease their admission regardless of their athletic ability, which was such a shocking blow when people heard that. But she's not entering a guilty plea. She's saying not guilty. So it's a gamble. Who knows what happens when they face the music, so to speak, as this continues, this case continues to roll on. The other actress of note, Felicity Huffman, did time in jail, although less than what they thought she was going to get. So we'll see. Music Means. I'm jumping out of this segment, and I'll meet you in the next one. Stay with us.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
And above all, we will never stop fighting.
for the cherished values that bind us together as one America.
A patriotic Trump rally in Lexington, Kentucky, as the president's supporters standing behind him wear Read the Transcript shirts. This in reference to the president's conversation with the president of Ukraine back in July, which touches off the impeachment inquiry. Here's the president at the rally blasting former Vice President Joe Biden and his son Hunter.
Because the Bidens got rich while America was robbed. I watched the last debate, and this weakling named Anderson Cooper saying, well, it's totally unsubstantiated. What's unsubstantiated? He is on tape doing a real quid pro quo.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Take one woman and you take one man.
Okay, so I'm so excited about our next author. He has written a book called Ultra Human, A Reawakening of a Mysterious Power, and his name is William Beatty, and he's got such a great story here in this novel, and I can just see this exploding into future books. And in fact, I know because we talked off the air that that is the goal here. And William is a high school student, but he writes like he's been writing for a very long time, and I'm so excited for him. And William, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Yeah, thank you for having me here.
So let's talk about, first of all, why you decided to write this book. What made you say, hey, I have this idea, and people talk about writing books, and you know what, I'm going to start writing. Did you have this novel that was rattling around, and you just decided, you know what, I'm going to put this together?
Yeah, so the reason why I wrote the book is because I love the idea of superpowers and aliens and how they're actually starting to coexist together in fiction, such as, you know, you could think of things like Marvel and DC Comics, you know, they managed to do that very well. And, you know, I love that kind of stuff. And I was thinking, well, I'm going to take a shot at it. So I decided with my own interpretations, of course, of my own story. And it was actually a helpful way of helping me to go through my inner struggles of not having a father figure in my life, really. This is a great way to express my struggles with that, and as well as just simply my love for this kind of fiction.
I like that. So dealing with something that was personal to you, which that's what good writers do. They write about what they know, the struggles. So tell us about the character. How does that come out in this battle, dealing with a battle without having a father figure?
Well, the main character, Orion, so he is, he's somewhat an interpretation of me, but it's not supposed to be me planted into the book. Like, that wasn't really the goal. But with him, it was more about using aspects of my life and putting it into his life, really. So it's not, like, he's a totally separate character and entity from me. But I just simply used my struggles and put it into his life, but of course tweaked to make it like this amazing epic adventure that he's going to have on his life.
I like that. So you take us on an adventure, an epic adventure with Orion. And what kind of superpowers does Orion have, any?
Okay, so his superpowers are being able to channel energy. So what I mean by that is, he's able to activate these certain auras that can give him different boosts in power. He's able to shoot energy. He's able to shoot energy beams out of his hands, make force fields, fly, super strength, speed, durability, stuff like that.
And if you could have a superpower, would that be your superpower?
Totally. Being able to blast lasers out of my hands, that would be awesome. I would totally do that.
I would love to be able to do that too, William. William Beatty, he is so great. The book is called Ultra Human, A Reawakening of a Mysterious Power. And I want everybody listening to us to get this book, but to think about what would your superpower be if you were a character in William's book. What would your superpower be? So obviously there's some excitement that goes on. I don't want to give away the book totally, but you tell us a little bit about Orion. And what does... In writing the book, what was the coolest part? What was the coolest part you got to write about and you felt like, wow, this is really cool. I wish this were real.
I think it was describing the action and fighting scenes. I think that was the most fun about writing this book, was simply describing how the battles unfold and actually being able to create the characters and world that I've built for this book and for the next oncoming books I want to write. Because what I did was I created pretty much all of the characters and the entire universe that these novels are going to take place in. I've already made before I actually published this first book, and being able to create all the different characters I'm going to reveal later on in the future and reveal more of the universe. I think that was probably the most fun.
Yeah, it sounds like that was the most the fun. And, you know, when you think about superpowers and you think about, you know, ultra human and pulling it together, and then you know how this is. You write a story, you go through something, then you come out on the other end. So there's some happy moments in this book, aren't there?
Come in. And so he went through this time of discovery, and the rest of it you'll have to read, but there's encounters of strong faith. He was in a Jewish family, and the family which owns this big shipping company is Jewish, and they were searching for meaning in their lives because they were also...
Thank you. Yeah. Yep, yep. Do you hope that, you know, I guess what is your great hope for people that read Jacobus, which of course you can pick up on Amazon? What do you hope, Paul?
I'm hoping that people will be able to look at people that are different from them in maybe their values, their ethnicity, their face, and still be able to see them as God's children, and we're all one family, and there's no reason to claw at each other because we don't agree with this point or that point, or even in the Christian faith, you know, you sprinkle, I dunk, you know, that kind of thing.
I get it.
You know, we have to break out of those barriers, and this is what Jacobus is trying to do, because this young man has to identify first with who he really is, then he can identify with God, and then he can identify with others.
Mm.
And it's a very unusual, how should we say, faith advocacy book. It advocates faith all the way through it, but the characters are married to other men, or the slaves. In Roman times, slaves, you know, they didn't have wives. They only had each other.
Right.
And you forget that that's 24% of the male population of the Roman Empire in the first century were deprived of female companionship. And I try to open people's eyes to the historical facts. I don't use contemporary terminologies or value systems. I try to use what these people lived with and how they dealt with it and how God dealt with them through it. And it's there's some gay sexual elements in it, of course, but it's based on love. And the only time there's not love is when gays were raped, you know, the slaves were raped. In fact, one of my main characters was captured as a six-year-old by the Romans and trained to be a companion slave for his masters every evening. And, you know, that's child prostitution in its strongest form. But yet, this young boy grows out to be a wonderful man of God. And so...
So that's
life
the point.
Is full of contradictions. We've got to admit it. If everything is just the way we want it, you're fooling yourself.
Yeah. Yep. You really nailed it in the book. And as we talk about you and wrap this up and obviously what people will see in it, I mean, you had an interesting life. You served in the U.S. Army and as a congressional liaison during the Vietnam War. Then you were appointed VP for three family-run corporations in L.A. You're the director of operations at Life Publishing International. We could go on and on. So we thank you so much for sharing your story. And I think the historical aspect of it is absolutely fascinating, and we can embrace differences, and that is the true meaning of the book. So, Paul, thank you so much for joining us.
Well, thank you, Kate. I appreciate your invitation to be here.
And we'll tell everyone you can pick up Jacobus again, Paul Triton's book. You can do that by going on to Amazon.com. Thanks, Paul.
Thank you, Kate. Have a great day.
Shot at in Mexico, 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas, riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet, Scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while two passengers next to you on a plane wonder, what the heck does that mean? I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success, and why do you care? It's part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Luckily now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time. Can any of you relate? That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach, or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until you rupture your spleen. Well, hopefully not. While pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff. Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now, anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? Happiness? Contentment? Why are you here? Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network or VPN to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Joining us now in our virtual green room is a really interesting woman. I spoke to her last week, and I was thinking about all of what we were talking about in our conversation, so I'm going to let you hear our guest. He's Reverend Marie Tombo, and the name of her book, it's a long title, but the first title you have to need to know is Freedom in Action, A Journey of Discovering Love, and then it goes from there. So, Reverend Marie, thanks so much for coming on the show.
I'm happy to be here.
Let's talk about what it was that happened to you in your life that led you down a path you didn't think you were going to take, and then how you made a turn.
Well, as near as I can figure, on in life, we have things happen to us. And loved ones can say and do things they don't intend any harm with, but we take it the wrong way, and then we react to it. And things that my mother had said to me early on in life, I took as rejection. And the more she talked, the more I felt rejected. And then I decided I didn't want to be like her. So, and I couldn't seem to please her, so as time went on, I started looking for people that would accept me for who I was, and I entered into a lesbian lifestyle. And I knew it wasn't right. I knew there was something that didn't agree with what God had planned. And as he spoke to me and he took me through a journey in the Word to show me what his stance is, and that's in my first book, which is no longer thrown away. I came to know myself as he created me to be. And as we've walked these ensuing 44 years, I've come to love the person he created me to be. I've come to love living with him and learning his joy and his trustworthiness. And I would like for those who are caught in that same trap that I felt I was in, I'd like to know this same peace and soul satisfaction. It's the only place you can find it. So that's what's prompted me to write these books.
How tough was it for you to make that change then? And probably there were a lot of people that maybe rejected you because you rejected the lifestyle that you were living for so long.
Well, God in his wisdom, when it was time to take me out of the lifestyle, he moved me away from people I knew. So I moved into a different surroundings and was able to just kind of go along and see, okay, now what do you want me to do and this kind of thing. And so I wasn't in the same group of people, but as he changed my priorities, as I lived with him and allowed him to make the changes, he changed my priorities, and I was no longer satisfied with living that way. I wanted to live his way, and as the priorities changed, it became easier to accept what he had done with me, and it's just all in trusting him.
And, you know, when we talked and we're speaking to Reverend Marie Tombo, you had such joy in your voice. So, you know, after being one way for so long and then coming back into the life that you're in now, what was that feeling like? What did that feel like?
Well, at first I was very scared. Because, as we go along with him, he will allow us to be tested, to check our commitment and cause, and get us in the habit of reaching for him. And, I was tested in different ways and I was scared, but I was scared in such a way that I went to the prayer group that I was with and asked them for prayer support as I went through the testing. And by his grace, I passed the test. By his grace, I never backslid in this area.
Wow. And again, the name of the book is Freedom in Action, A Journey of Discovering Love. You can get it on Amazon.com. And, journey.
Freedom in Action is the name of the ministry.
Yeah. A Journey of Discovering Love. Neither Do I Condemn You. So let's make sure everybody has that. Neither Do I Condemn You. Is the actual name of the book, but you'll see Freedom in Action on the book. So when you made the switch, and we're talking about the switch, and you're encouraging others that, hey, you can come back, it's okay, I'm here for you. Is that right?
Absolutely. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Sure am.
And it's interesting, too, because we had this discussion that a lot of people that would hear you'd be like, oh, well, are you just rejecting everybody else? And you told me something that I thought was so loving. You said you're not. You're embracing everyone. You're embracing anyone. That if that's, if that's the lifestyle someone chooses, you're still embracing them. You're not rejecting them and throwing them out.
Not at all. Let me read what I have right on the front of the book. Under Freedom in Action, A Journey of Discovering Love. This journey allows us to leave the brokenness and bondage of rejection and move into freedom and wholeness. We discover in acceptance of who God created us to be. I am in no way rejecting anyone. I'm loving with the love that God put into my heart to love. That's how I made it out, was because my mother loved me for who I am, not what I was doing. And, when Jesus got through to me, that's the way he put it to me. I love you just as you are, but I love you too much to leave you that way.
Wow. And who, when people read this, what do you hope they take away from reading Neither Do I Condemn You? And again, you'll see at the top of it, Freedom in Action. What do you hope people take away?
Well, what I would like for them to take away is Jesus loves us just as we are. And he doesn't like what we do. And he knows that we on our own are unable to get away from it ourselves. So what he wants from us is, as we come to know him, for us to come to the place that we give him permission to separate us from these things that he doesn't like for us doing. And, you know, just like he did with the adulteress that was brought before him, he loved her, named her sin, and provided a way out for her. And that's what he does for us.
And for you as a reverend, what does it feel like now, your life? Because now this has been a while.
Yeah, it's been 44 years, and it's absolutely wonderful. I have found the empty. I have filled the emptiness. I have found the soul deep satisfaction that you can't find in the world. And I mean, there was a song came out years ago. It says, "The longer I serve him, the sweeter he grows." And I'm here to tell you that's exactly the way it happens. Because as we journey with him, he keeps revealing himself to us. He keeps revealing ourselves to us, and it's very exciting. And as we come to know the person he creates us to be, we fall in love with that person.
Yeah, wow, and it sounds, again, like you've had just an incredible ride. And you're in a place in Nevada where, you know, people have certain thoughts about what Nevada is like, but there's some wonderful, wonderful people. It's not all, you know, it's not all like a crazy wild lifestyle. I think sometimes people in other parts of the country get that feeling, and I live there, so I know that that's not true.
Well, you know, God showed me that Las Vegas is not Sin City.
Yeah.
That's just temporary status. Las Vegas is Salvation City. Las Vegas is Spanish for the meadows, and it's a place to come to rest and restore. And that's what I'm here for. He's called me here. I've been here since 1991. And I'm here to be used of him to help restore broken people.
Wow. You couldn't have said it any better. This is a perfect place to end this and tell people again, you can pick up the book, Neither Do I Condemn You. You can get it on Amazon.com. Reverend Marie, it's just such a pleasure to talk to you. You can just hear in your voice that love you have.
Yeah, he filled my heart full of love. I know what it is to feel trapped. I know what it is to feel rejected. I know what it is to feel broken. And I know what it is to get delivered from all of that with him. And I want, it's my heart that others would know this as I know it.
Yep, wow. Again, lovely to meet you and speak with you. And for everybody out there listening, again, the book is Neither Do I Condemn You. Thanks so much for joining us.
Yes, ma'am. Thanks for having me.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com, 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.